The Mishnah says that Eilu Nair Sheish Lam Knas, and one of them is Haba Al HaKusis. The Chiddush is that even though she's a Kusis, there's still going to be Knas, and Rashi learns that this is going Lefi the Mandamer that Kusim Geri Arayas Hain, and there's a Lav Lo Sishchaten Baal, and they have a Din of Gayim, and Afal Pichin, there's a Din of Knas. Taisis, Dibra Maslo Baal HaKusis, argues on Rashi, and he asks a Kash on Rashi, he says, Lo Nir Lar Ben Yitzchak Ben Rabin Meir, the Rivam doesn't understand Shon Rashi, Dim Kena Vedas Kechavim Hi. If you say that we're going that Kusim Gerayis Haim, then basically she's a guy, she's a Medes Kachavim, but Medes Kachavim ain't la Knas, and a guy does not have Knas. How do I know that? Zok Taisus, Kedaparach, Beber Kamai, being derived from the Gemara earlier in Daf Yudalef, Yavinu la Knas, Wazu Malchu, Nochi Yusso. The Gemara Yudalef says we're not going to give a Knas to a Giyaris that it could be Meicha and turn into a guy. So we see that a Gaya does not have Knas, and therefore he doesn't understand Shan Rashi that Habala Kusis is referring to a Gaya. So the Rabbi Kvegaber asks an interesting kasha. He says, Taisus is trying to prove that a Nachris, a Gaya, does not have Knas. Why does he have to go all the way to Daf Yudalef and be Medaikah from the Gemara over there? You have a right from our Mishnah Kufa. If a Gaya had Knas, then the Mishnah should have said, Abala Nachris has Knas. Why does the Mishnah have to say a case of Bala Kusis, and maybe it is a Gaya, maybe not, just say straight Abala Nachris. And the fact that we don't have a case of Bala Nachris, that Lechay is a Raya, Shena Lechuva, that a Nachris does not have Knas. And the Bikvegar says that no, there's no Raya. He says there's no Raya from our Mishnah because La'ilam I can tell you the Bala Nachas has a Knas. Why does the Mishnah not say Bala Nachas? Because even though Mitzah Dinei Lasil Isha, she should have a Knas, but for a technical reason, there's not going to be a Din Knas because of the Din of Kimle Bidarabimine. That being that there's Din of Kanan Paginbay and a Bala Ramis, Bala Kusis Kanan Paginbay, that's a Chiyamisa, and therefore there's not going to be a Din Knas because of Kimle Ramine, because the Chiyamisa will pather the Chiyamamin, and therefore that's why the Mishnah doesn't bring it down. But Be'etzim, Mitzah Ikar Adin, there could be a Din of Knas by Ba'ala Kusis. I'm sorry, by Ba'ala Nachris. So the Chayyim see a Gemalik Chiddush from Mikveger that the din of Kanaim Pagima is enough to create a din of Kimlin Ramine, Mamash like a regular Chiyav Misa. So you do with it, the Prima Gadam is Chaylik on this. The Prima Gadam says that by the din of Kanaim Pagima, there is not a din of Kimlin Ramine, and that won't pat them in Amaman. And the question is, what's the aside of this Machalikis between Mikveger and the Prima Gadam, whether there's a din of Kimlin Ramine by Kanaim Pagima? And the Chayyim, it's Talian, a very sadistic Chakir, and the din of Kanaim Pagima, what is the Gedar Hadvarim of Kanaim Pagima? Is it the Pshat that it's Mamash Chiyav Misa? Just normally, Chiyav Misa is on Bezin. Bezin are the ones who carry the Chiyav Misa. Over here, the Torah put the Chiyav Misa on the Kanayin. Anyone who's a Kanayin is able to carry out that Chiyav Misa. But we assign Advam, there's a regular Chiyav Misa over here. Or is Abshat? No, there's no Chiyav Misa. He's not a Gavah Ketila. There's no Chiyav Misa. It's a Heter. The Torah says that Bnei Adam, Kshem, Mekanim, Kinosa, Shomakim, people that are Kanayim, they have a Heter to kill the Baal Aramis. But a real Chiyav Misa, he doesn't have. That Lechayr would seem to be the Machlekes. So according to Rabbi Kiveger, there's a real Chiyamisa, and therefore there would be a Din of Kimlin Ramine. Lefi the Prima Gadam, there's not a real Chiyamisa, and therefore there would not be a Din of Kimlin Ramine. It's just a Heter to kill him, it's not a Chiyamisa. And Lechayr would seem that this is a Machlekes Yushenim as well. The Meshav Zakenim Alatira, he brings down, when the Pasuk says that Pinchas was Zechath was Kanais to Brisk Hunas Ilam, he says, why did he need a Brisk Hunas Ilam? Why did he need this new Brisk Huna? And he says, because the halacha is that Kain Shahargis and Nefesh Le'isos Kapav, normally when you kill someone that takes away your ability to continue to duchen, to do the avayda as a kain, and therefore you would think that Pinchas would not be able to be a kain, so the Tais Mechadosh, Afal Pichin, being that he did it, L'Shem Shemaim, he gets his Brisk Hunas Ilam, he doesn't lose his Kahuna. But Rabbi Chilmi Pariz, he brings down from Chilmi Pariz, argues on this, and he says, you don't need that. There's no chiddush over here that he doesn't lose his kahuna, because the din of Kain Shargis Kapav, Leishas Kapav, that's only if he killed him stam. But if you killed him, Betairis Shlich Bezin, if Bezin killed him because it's Chai Misa, that's a Gava Katela. You're not considered the Yahargis and Nefesh, and that would not pass him in a kahuna. And over here, he did it because he's Mchuy Misa, there's Din Kanan Pagamai, and therefore it's Pasha that he's not going to lose his kahuna. So what's this machlekes between the Chilmi Pariz and the Meshav Zakenim? Lechard's taller in the Shiloh. The Meshav Zakenim was understanding Lechard that there's no real Chiyav Misa over here. It's a Heter of Kanaim Pagima. It's a Heter, but it's not a Chiyav. You're not a Gavah Ketela, and therefore that there would be a Havminah that there would pass him in a Kahuna. But the Chilmi Pariz understood like a Bekevager that it's Mamash Chiyav Misa. There's a Din Chiyav Misa on this person. It's a Gavah Ketela, and Mimela, there's no Havminah that would pass him in a kahuna, and if that lechard come out, there would be a din of Kanaim Pagim by, there would be a Kim and Ramani of a Kanaim Pagim by, like Rabbi Kivega, not like the Prima Gadam.